You're listening to SBS News.
For years, Amina Payne and her partner wrestled with the idea of having children. The 33-year-old says the uncertainty around what kind of world the next generation will inherit is what fueled their hesitancy.
The fires and, you know, increased droughts and floodings that we're hearing about, as well as economic crises, it's all really impacted our decision about whether we want to bear children of our own.
Ultimately, the couple, who have been together for 6 years, have decided not to become parents. And they're not alone.
What I've noticed with my friendship circle is that we're really planning, you know, we're really taking family planning seriously. And that is not just about, financially, are we ready, but about is, can the world sustain, you know, more children?
Dr. Carla Pascoe-Lay is a historian of motherhood, childhood and family. She believes a growing number of women across Australia are asking this very question. It's the reason she and a team of researchers have launched a first-of-its-kind study into how climate change is influencing reproductive decisions.
What was really interesting when we put out our call for participants on social media was that we were flooded with responses. It was as though we'd touched a nerve.
The Maternal Futures Project, a collaboration between the University of Tasmania, the University of Edinburgh and Flinders University, is examining how the impacts of climate change, including Australia's recent bushfires and major floods, is shaping decisions around motherhood. The study is still underway, with the findings due to be published next year. Dr. Pascoe-Lay says so far the team has conducted extensive interviews with 10 women across Australia, from capital cities to regional hubs and from a range of different cultural backgrounds.
Many of them feel a deep yearning to have children and become a mother, but at the same time they feel very unsure and ambivalent about what kind of future their potential children could have.
Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show Australia registered over 294,000 births in 2020, and while there were close to 310,000 registered births in 2021, that's 5% higher, Bureau Demography Director Emily Walter says there's been an overall decline in the fertility rate over the past decade.
The last peak that we saw was in 2008 at 2.02 babies per woman, and so since then it's sort of, with fluctuations, been on that decline.
Dr. Pascoe-Lay is also exploring how such disasters are affecting the decisions of women who are already mothers.
Our mothering in crisis research is finding that climate change is already affecting Australian mothers in really profound ways. As disasters increase, mothers are really spending a lot of time thinking very carefully about how they can protect their family in the 21st century. That's things like where they should live and create a safe family home, how to prepare for future disasters.
That study is focusing on women in the Gippsland region of Victoria, an area hard hit by disasters, most notably a series of major bushfires over the past decade. Primary school teacher Jane Sultana, a mother of two teenage sons, has lived through them all and says it's affected the way she raises her children.
When we go on family holidays in the summer, we make sure we don't go very far away because we don't want to be caught in bushfire activity when we're driving. And we've built our home as energy efficient as possible. We try to shop, reducing our impact on the environment by choosing less packaged foods. I do really fear for the future for my children. What is climate change going to do to the earth, and how is it going to impact their future?
The hope is that the research will result in better support services to help families cope with the climate crisis. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.